As the U.S. prepares to reopen its embassy in communist Cuba, relations with another Latin American nation are crumbling. Venezuela is expelling U.S. diplomats and demanding that Americans secure visas to enter the country. Meanwhile, conspiracy theories are swirling about a U.S. plot against the government there. John Otis tells us more.
The visa requirement is so new that upon my arrival in Caracas this week without one, the immigration official doesn't even notice. She stamps my U.S. passport and says, "Welcome."
De la Revolución Bolivariana.
I get here just in time for the second anniversary of the death of Hugo Chavez, who led Venezuela's socialist revolution until he succumbed to cancer. The events include military parades and a modern dance performance about Chavez, whom many Venezuelans still adore. By contrast, President Maduro is struggling. He's failed to tame one of the world's highest inflation rates. Food shortages are getting worse, and the economy last year contracted by almost 3%. But instead of rebooting his economic policies, Maduro is lashing out at critics. Last month, police arrested Antonio Ledezma, the opposition mayor of Caracas, for allegedly taking part in a U.S.-backed conspiracy against the government. Ledezma and U.S. officials have strongly denied these accusations. The American ambassador was kicked out of Venezuela 5 years ago.
Yo, en tercer lugar, he decidido.
But in a televised speech, Maduro announced that he would also expel most of the 100 U.S. diplomats remaining here. And just as Venezuelans must apply for U.S. visas, he said Americans must now do the same for Venezuela. But in blaming the U.S. for nearly all his problems, Maduro is crying wolf, says Xavier Coscuyuela, editor of the Caracas newspaper Tal Cual.
Han denunciado ya no sé cuántos golpes de estado, creo que van como 10 en dos años.
I've lost count of the number of alleged plots to overthrow or kill the president, he tells me. It's something like 10 over the past 2 years, but there's no credible evidence in any of these cases. Still, Milos Alcalay, a former Venezuelan diplomat, says the conspiracy theories are repeated so often in state-run media that some Venezuelans come away convinced.
This is what Cuba did for 50 years, manifestation against imperialism, against the United States.
The other reason the message resonates here is because in the past there have been real conspiracies. In 2002, Chavez was briefly ousted in a military-backed uprising that he claimed, without proof, was supported by the United States. When I visit this Caracas slum, I find deep distrust for the United States. Edgar Angarita, who runs a street-side lunch stand, speculates about a possible U.S. military attack on Venezuela.
Claro que sí. Estoy convencido de eso. ¿Por qué? Ha pasado en Afganistán, ha pasado en...
It's happened everywhere, in Afghanistan, in Vietnam, he says. Under any pretext, they could just send in a few drones. But Coscuyuela calls Maduro's latest anti-American salvos a smokescreen to divert attention from the collapsing economy.
Si es verdad.
If Maduro truly believed Washington was out to get him, Coscuyuela says, he could take much stronger actions, like severing diplomatic ties or cutting off oil sales. So far, Maduro has done neither. For NPR News, I'm John Otis, Caracas, Venezuela.